Our Lord is not only enough, he's more than enough. He mm-hmm. is our provider. Maverick City Music on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It is a good day today, Ryan. I don't know if you're feeling it or not. I am.
I'm feeling something. I think it's general bleariness, but yeah, it's a good day.
It's a good day.
It's a good tired. Mm-hmm. We have VBS going on at nights.
Oh, yeah.
At our church.
You're having fun.
Oh, yeah. I am. Just by the end of the night, I'm on the couch going,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do have a question for you.
Yes.
What day is it?
Well, it's August 6th.
Okay.
And a few others,
mm-hmm.
of course. There are holidays today to recognize, celebrate, maybe do stuff, talk about. I don't know. But let me tell you what they are.
Okay.
So we have two here that are real holidays there today. There's a third one that I made up.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a real day, it's not today.
Okay.
Sometimes that happens.
Sure.
We got National Cottage Cheese Day.
Yay.
It may not be glamorous, but it's a staple of American fridges since the frontier days.
Not mine.
Is there any way you like it?
No.
Any way at all?
No.
Like if it's like mixed in with lasagna, because that happens
maybe.
Occasionally.
Maybe.
Maybe. I've tried it with like salt and pepper. That's not bad. I've tried it with fruit. That's good. Right now it's a thing, because there's a lot of protein in cottage cheese,
mm-hmm.
to blend it up into other recipes to add protein.
Ew. Yeah.
There's a lot of food people online who are like sick of that trend, by the way.
Yeah, I can't do it. Go on to the other days, and I'll come back to my theory on cottage cheese. Okay.
National Fresh Breath Day.
Okay.
Did appreciate the oral hygiene. And
mm-hmm.
I carry a little pack of Uber mints. That's not a brand. That's just mints that are really strong in my bag,
okay.
because I have this constant fear that my breath is knocking people over. So I just have those.
Yeah, I have a little spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
Okay.
And then we have National Wiggle Your Toes Day. Oh, if I could just touch them.
They're down there somewhere.
They can kind of wiggle on their own.
I think I can see them.
I've broken a few over the years.
Ooh, ow. Ow.
Arthritis in your big toes makes walking fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but National Wiggle Your Toes Day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I make it an exercise to wiggle my toes, and that's only because I've had, issues with, like, cramping in my calves and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I do that. Fresh Breath Day. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I have that little spray. Back to the cottage cheese. I can't do cottage cheese. Because I have this theory, there are certain foods that I just can't do, and it's because it's a consistency thing.
Yeah,
it's like there are certain foods that I just don't think God has finished.
Well, that's true with cottage cheese. It's really pre-cheese,
mm-hmm.
pre-curds. Those are curds in there that aren't quite there.
And it's because cottage cheese has the hard part and the goopy part.
You don't like mixtures of textures.
I don't like mixtures of textures in a single food. I have the same problem with tapioca pudding.
Another one I like.
Uh-huh. And I have the same problem with raw tomatoes. I like tomato products, like tomato sauce, that kind of things. But a raw tomato, I cannot eat a raw tomato because there's the hard part and the goopy part.
Right.
Can't do it. So cottage cheese, no.
I understand texture problems because of bananas. That's a texture I can't do.
Oh, I see. I love bananas.
Can't do
but
that texture.
But it's one consistency.
Yeah, horrible consistency.
Oh, stop.
Consistency of nasty pudding. I don't know what's going on there. Cannot do it.
But no, can't do cottage cheese.
All right.
Okay.
Understand.
So there's my theory. Done.
But which day is
Okay. Let's see. Boy, I hope it's not cottage cheese day.
you really want to guess that one, don't you?
I really want to see that go away. Let's see. National Fresh Breath Day. Now, I can see that. I mean, I do believe in very good oral care. I love that. I like it. I like it. So that's good. And Wiggle Your Toes Day is kind of cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. Like I said,
This little piggy went to
market. I know. If I could do more, I would.
I just wave at him from afar. Hi, how you doing?
It's kind of rare that I wear sandals out in public, kind of thing. But hey, they're there. I can feel them. Okay. I'm going to say... I am going to say you made up National Wiggle Your Toes Day, though.
Incorrect.
Really?
Wiggle your toes all you like today. Well, it's a day for that.
Okay.
Wiggle your toes.
I'm going to wiggle them right now.
I feel like wiggling baby's toes. They're the cutest.
I'm wiggling as we speak.
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh. Okay.
So back to National Cottage Cheese Day or National Fresh Breath Day. One of those is the fake one.
All right. Oh, would you be so kind to me and make up Cottage Cheese Day? Would you be so kind?
Is it your guest?
Ooh. I'm going to say you made up National Fresh Breath Day.
That's wrong.
Oh, dear.
I made up National Cottage Cheese Day.
You made it up. You what a guy.
I had just been watching some food influencers bellyaching about the cottage cheese trend and everything. And it's like,
really?
Oh, yes.
They were bellyaching?
Oh, because it's in every protein recipe that's a special hack for getting protein. They throw cottage cheese in it. And these people are over it. Please stop.
I must see these influencers and say thank you.
Anyway.
Okay.
So National Cottage Cheese Day is in December. It is a real day.
It's
like December 30th, which means no one cares because Christmas, New Year, cottage cheese. No one cares.
Okay, well, at least it's buried in a holiday, so nobody cares.
The dairy industry is like, we have to have a cottage cheese day. Let's put it somewhere where no one's going to be mad about it. Anyway, so celebrate Fresh Breath Day and wiggle your toes to your heart's content.
I will.
Here's Shattered from Blanca, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.